Bob Muscatel here with you, and since I'm dropping names, how about Dan Schlossberg's name? Yes, that's a name we love, and we love when Danny stops by, and he's stopping by today for Travel Thursdays. He's the terrific author that's written so many great books. Matter of fact, in another week, we're going to be talking about baseball's Memorable Misses, which is out there now, and it's doing good business, and for good reason, because he's a terrific author, and he's compiled another great book, worthy of you baseball fans out there. And he's with us right now, as a matter of fact. Hey, Dan, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I think I might have jinxed things. Last week, we were talking, and I said, gee, every time we get together on a Thursday morning, we see that the Atlanta Braves win on a Wednesday night. Well, it didn't didn't happen last night. I'm sorry I jinxed you.
Yeah, well, still got the best record in the league and a pretty comfortable lead over the second place team.
Yeah. You know, listen, you're going great, and man, they've got some talent. They just, you know, it just seems like you guys retool each and every year. Am I right? I mean, just, you know, plug
yeah,
in guys.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you just plug in good guys.
They've got a lot of good young players, and Ronald Acuna's on an MVP path this year.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Okay, so let's talk about a particular area. We love when Danny talks traveling with us, and today we're talking about Mackinac Island, Michigan. This is a very interesting place. Tell us a little bit about this.
It sure is. Well, for one thing, the entire island is a National Historic Landmark. It's been that way since 1960. And it's famous for being a relaxing, car-free getaway. Mm. Now, the island is in the middle of Lake Huron. Actually, not in the middle, but in Lake Huron, between the upper and lower peninsula of Michigan. And it's known for art galleries, boutique shops. It's one of the prettiest picnic spots on the planet. And you can bike the lakeshore drive or paddle around the island in a kayak. There's even a butterfly conservatory. And the island has been called the best family destination, the most romantic travel spot, and the most tourist-friendly destination. Those are pretty good accolades.
Yeah, I would say so. We're talking about Mackinac Island, Michigan, with Dan Schlossberg. And boy, if we're looking at prime time, we're right there. Because they say prime time is May through October. So, you know, here we are, right?
It just started, yeah, May to October. And the island is really not that big. It's 8 miles in circumference, 4.35 square miles in area, and population, get this, Bob, year-round, according to the U.S. Census in 2020, 583 year-round residents.
Man.
That's like the attendance at a Marlins game.
It's like walking into Cheers. Everybody knows your name. I mean, gee whiz, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. So it's got a lot of appeal, obviously, the ambiance, and the fact that it's car-free is an interesting attraction. I would think that that might attract a few people in and of itself, the fact that it's car-free.
Ah, very much so. People get around by horse or horse-drawn carriage, or, you know, you can walk, which is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And it's got so many things to see. Over 80% of the island's cliffs, ravines, natural bridges, caves, and rock formations are actually in state park territory. So that's pretty cool, too.
Mm. And Fort Mackinac, built by the British during the Revolutionary War. And so this island's been around for a while.
Yes, it was built by the British during the Revolution, but never attacked then. But it was involved in two War of 1812 skirmishes, and the British captured the fort, but returned it after the Treaty of Ghent was signed in 1815. And there were two other 18th century structures on the island as well. But it became a tourist attraction, summer colony, as far ago as the 19th century, the late 19th century. Mm. Tourists came by train and boat, and all around the Great Lakes.
And it's known for a lot of great architecture, a lot of beautiful Victorian architecture. So, listen, I'm sure the island must be just beautiful.
Oh, it is beautiful. And the Grand Hotel where I stayed when I was there is the number one spot that was built in 1895. And there's a lot going on there. There are galleries all over the place. There's golf. It's just a beautiful place to be. And also, there's a lighthouse called the Round Island Lighthouse just south of Mackinac Island, built in 1894, automated in 1924, restored in the 70s. And as you know, I love lighthouses.
Yes, I know you do. We've talked about lighthouses and museums quite a bit in our several years of getting together on this program for Travel Thursdays. We're talking with Dan Schlossberg. You know, the car ban's been around since 1898. I didn't, you know, I'm, there weren't too many cars back then, but still, they've banned them except for emergency vehicles. So as Dan mentioned earlier, you can get around by walking, biking, horse-drawn carriage, etc. So it really kind of harkens back to a bygone era.
And you might just run into the governor there, because the Michigan governor's summer residence was built in 1902, purchased by the state in 1943, and Gretchen Whitmer, who is a potential presidential or vice presidential candidate for the future, you might just run into her.
I'm going to ask you to pronounce the golf club that you've mentioned in your notes. So go ahead, take a stab at it.
It's the Wawash Camo Golf Club.
Okay.
And it's laid out in Scottish swing style, 1898 style. It's the oldest continuously played course in Michigan.
And, we mentioned museums a moment ago, the Mission Point Historical Museum. Listen, considering it's a rather small island, this is a good-size museum.
It is, 108 feet tall and glass walls, so you can have great views of Mackinac Straits. It actually portrays the maritime history of the area, including Great Lakes lighthouses, shipping, even shipwrecks, and the Mackinac Bridge construction. That's a pretty famous bridge linking the two peninsulas of Michigan.
And they've got a festival out there in June. So, matter of fact, folks, if you do have a little time in June and you want to make an excursion, feel free. The Lilac Festival comes every June.
It's a 10-day festival. They've had it since 1949, and it features the island's native lilacs with a parade of horse-drawn vehicles. And it was recognized as a local legacy event by the Library of Congress.
How about that? And also in June, they've got some other things coming up, including a parade, stable tours, etc. Take us through what happens in June.
It's pronounced, I think, Epona would be the correct pronunciation. It's the Gallo-Roman horse goddess, and they salute her with a parade, stable tours, and a blessing of horses and other animals. So that's going to be a big deal. And in July, there's several sailboat races. There's one from Port Huron to Mackinac. That's for boats, sailboats. That's 204 nautical miles. It's almost 100 years old. And there's another race from Chicago to Mackinac, sponsored by the Chicago Yacht Club.
Mm.
And that's been going for 100-plus years. Two races a week apart, a combined 500 boats and 3,500 sailors.
Wow. And by the way, if you're looking for Dan Schlossberg in August, he'll be at Mackinac Island for the Fudge Festival.
Wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't fudge on that one. There are many Mackinac Island visitors whose main purpose for coming is to taste that treat. They're called fudgies because they just come for the fudge.
Wow. I love going to art galleries, and the island, even though it's small, has five art galleries plus some annual shows. That'd be a fun place to check out some good artwork.
Yeah, very much so. Stay at the Grand Hotel, tour the art galleries, have a great time, go to the History Museum, watch the sailboats. There's so much to do in Mackinac Island. I really love it there.
I guess so. And more info at MackinacIsland.org. That's MackinacIsland.org. So check that out.
That last C in Mackinac is silent. There are two C's in Mackinac, but the last one is silent.
Absolutely right. So next week, we're going to be talking about your book. Oh, Danny, I can't wait to talk. Listen, it's a great book. It really is.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. I'm also working on two books for the future, including a Hank Aaron tribute book that's going to come out on April 8th, 2024, the 50th anniversary of his breaking Babe Ruth's home run record.
Listen, we can't pay tribute to Hank Aaron often enough, and I'm glad you're going to be doing that. I know you're a big Braves fan, obviously. We talk about that all the time. So the fact that you're penning it, we know it's going to be a labor of love, that's for sure. Hey, Danny, listen, thanks for the info today. Always appreciated. We'll talk about your book next week. I'm looking forward to it. Stay safe in the meantime, huh?
That'll be great, Bob. Thanks a million.
Okay, thanks, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg joining us today on Travel Thursdays here at WLIS-WMRD.